Hello, everyone. It's me, Desi, better known as Des Des Baby Pie. I hope that you all are having a wonderful day, just like I'm having a wonderful day. I just got finished watching The Lion King earlier, so maybe after this audio, I might watch another Disney movie. The purpose of this audio is really me just, you know, filling out a questionnaire and rambling a bit. Now the questionnaire is what type of little I am. And there's another questionnaire which is what kind of personality will your caregiver have? So it's pretty much based on DDLG questionnaire type of thing. So yeah, let's get started, shall we? So we'll talk about what type of little I am, so that way you guys have an idea of what type of little I am. So let's get started. It's 30 questions long, and the other quiz, we'll talk about that later. Let's get started on the first one, shall we? Question number one: do you sleep with a stuffy? Yes, I do, actually. It's an orca, or in other words, a killer whale. It's my favorite, actually, to sleep with. I had that killer whale since I was 8 years old. And that time, it was my first time going to SeaWorld. And ever since I had it, I never let go of it. So, yep, my orca's gonna stay with me as long as I live. Number two, do you have a caregiver? Not physically at the moment right now, but I really would want one, just so I can give all my love and attention to my daddy. Number three, how many stuffies do you have? Oh, wow. I have a lot of stuffies, I'll tell you that much. So I want to say more than 12. Yeah, that's a good number, more than 12. Number four, favorite time of the year. I really, really freaking love Halloween. It's like my favorite time of the year because I get to dress up really cute, I get to eat candy, I like to carve pumpkins and watch, you know, scary movies sometimes. So if my daddy ever wants to watch a scary movie with me, then, you know, more cuddles. Number five, favorite Disney princess/prince. Well, I really like all of them, but if I had to choose one, it would probably be Princess Tiana, because I think she's very beautiful, and I feel like she was a strong woman, and she is a very hardworking woman as well, so yeah, kudos to her. Number six, favorite little space sweet or candy? Well, I'll tell you this much. I really, really, really love candy. I love Airheads. I love Skittles. Skittles because I like to taste the rainbow. And Airheads because, I don't know, they taste just really good to me. So, yeah. Number seven, what do you do while in a little space? Well, I like to play video games sometimes. I also like, you know, cuddling a lot. So if I had a daddy, I would like to cuddle a lot. And, you know, draw and color sometimes. So yeah. anything to do with daddy, I'm gonna be anywhere with him. So yeah. Number 8. Stuffies or blankies? I say stuffies. Very much stuffies. Okay, number 9. Favorite animal? Well, I really do love killer whales. I love doggies. I really like lemurs and monkeys. Oh, and jellyfishes, because they're really beautiful, so yeah. It's really hard to choose an animal when I like all of them. Number 10, coloring or drawing? Drawing. Number 11, favorite hobby? I would have to say cuddling with daddy. Will that count? And maybe naps too? Number 12, favorite Disney movie? Ooh, they really got me there because I really love a lot of Disney movies. I guess I would say A Hunchback of Notre Dame or something like that. I don't know if you guys know it, but yeah, that's one of my favorite movies because it's so heartbreaking and I really love it. That's a really good story too, but it's so sad. Number 13. Favorite little space snack? Well, if we're gonna go there, ice cream? Yeah, some ice cream. Rainbow sherbet is my favorite. Or cookies and cream, whatever it is. And some juice. Number 14. Do you use a passy? Yes, I do. I have two of them. Number 15. Do you use diapers? No. No, I'm a big girl. I can use a toilet. Number 16. Favorite color? Purple. Purple is my favorite color because purple means royalty. And I like to be a princess sometimes, so. Number 17. What is your zodiac sign? It's a Leo. Because I'm born in July, so Leo. Like, roar. Number 18. Describe your ideal little date. If we get to go to Disneyland together, I would love you forever. Or we can just simply do, make a fort in the bedroom, you know, in the living room or something like that. And we can watch movies in a projector or something. And we can just eat snacks like fatsos. 19. It's Build-A-Bear or Disney Stores? I don't know. That's really hard to choose, but if I had to, Disney Stores. Number 20. Do you participate in pet play? If so, what animal? I would say a cat, because I have cat ears and a cat tail and a collar, so yeah. Sometimes I do pet play, but most of the time I'm a little, so yeah. Number 21. Do you have a blankie? Yes, I have 3. I have a Black Butler blankie. I have a Batman blankie. And I just have this one regular blankie, but it's my favorite because it has a moon on it with a star, and it's super, super cute. And number 22, what is your little middle age range? Around 6 or 7, but mostly 7. Number 23, do you have any furry babies, as in pets? I have a dog and a cat, and a ferret, so yeah. Number 24, favorite TV shows? Oof, That's hard. I like a lot of TV shows, but it's mostly anime, so I can't decide. I really can't decide on that one. Number 25, favorite game. Well, if we're talking about video games in particular, then I would say Super Smash Bros. Or Soul Calibur. Between those two. I like a lot of fighting games. I don't really like all those, like scary games or anything like that, because I get easily spooked. But even though I love scary stuff, but I get easily spooked so easily, so yeah. What else? Number 26, favorite Disney character. I would say Figaro. Minnie's little cat. I think it's really cute. The cat is really cute. Or Goofy. Goofy's funny. I love the way he screams and laughs. Number 27, favorite TV show character. If I had to choose, I would say, I would probably say, from Helsing, Alucard, because he's really cool, and his weapons are nice, and he's a vampire who happens to be a vampire hunter, which is really cool. If you ever want to check it out, it's called Helsing. Either Helsing or Helsing Ultimate if you're really into anime. Like I am. Number 28. What do you eat when it's a snack time? I eat like grilled cheese sandwiches and juice and fruit. That's pretty much what I like. Number 29. One thing you want. Little/pet gear. More pasties, I think. I think it's more cooler if I get a pasty or not. So, yeah. Number 30. Talk about one thing unique about you. Well, I guess I would say that I'm more affectionate in a daddy-dom relationship. Like, I would love nothing more but to cuddle with daddy, you know, comfort daddy, and do anything he wants. And wherever he goes, I go. And on top of that, I really want my daddy to be happy. So I'll do anything to make my daddy happy. Like, if he had a long day at work, I'll massage him. I'll make him laugh and, you know, give him hugs and kisses and cuddles. I guess that's sort of a unique thing about me. Well, I like to draw a lot. And I really love anime so much. So, I guess in a way I'm not that hard to please. So, I would make sure that daddy is loved unconditionally. So, that's it for the first quiz. Let's go on to the next one. And the next one is called, what kind of personality will your caregiver have? So, this one, let's see. This is just only 11 questions long, so let's see what this says. Where does your dream date take place? At a cool cafe, arcade, under the stars curled up next to each other, a movie that you've been ranting about forever, at a fancy party where my caregiver can show me off. I guess under the stars curled up next to each other. That's something I would do. What kind of punishment does your caregiver give you? I guess It says takes away the phone and puts stuffies in jail. No. Spankings and tons of aftercare. Okay. A stern glare and a grab of the chin is a warning enough. Whips, gags, and everything in between. I'll say spankings. What kind of aftercare do they give you? Tons of cuddles. We lay together and watch my favorite movie. A tickle fight, a nice warm bath, and home-cooked meal. I say tons of cuddles. If they bought you a gift, what would it be? A gigantic teddy bear bigger than me? Tons of new toys? A new onesie and a board game for us to play? A cake that was actually a balloon, but then they have a real cake too? I say a giant teddy bear bigger than me. What is their favorite sex position? One where I'm tied up and completely helpless? Doggy style? Missionary? Where they can see your face the whole time? They always let me pick. Doggy style. What are the ways they help you regress? Calling me cute names, referring to themselves as daddy, growling in your ear and telling you all the things they want to do to you, or making my favorite little snack. I guess calling themselves a daddy, that would be, yeah. But mostly cute names, but I want to do the daddy thing. What's one future plan you have with them? To build a house together and make a family? To build the ultimate BDSM little room? To go to outer space with them? To build a zoo clinic and help animals? I guess I would pick the first one, build a house together and make a family. What is one thing you and your caregiver would argue about? What TV show to watch? Whose turn is it to do the laundry? What toy to use on to you tonight? Which stuffy to bring with you to store? TV show, I guess. Yeah, I think TV show. How jealous does your caregiver get? Extremely, very, very little, if all at all. Depends on the situation. I don't want to say, maybe very. What kind of little are you? Princess, pet, baby, or brat? I guess princess. How much do you love your caregiver? To the moon and back? This much? They can be a poopy head sometimes, but they're the best. More than all of my stuffies combined. I'll say this much. Okay, so it's gonna tell me my results. So let's see. sweet and romantic. My caregiver is sweet and romantic. These types of caregivers will be the first you go to for cuddles as they provide the best in town. They will always offer to pay for meals and toys, and they will beg to read you a bedtime story every night. Caregivers like this trust you and treat you like royalty, but will punish you every now and then to make sure you behave. These caregivers want nothing more than to just lay in bed with you and stroke your hair, but will also go out to eat to show you off. They make the best meals and will care for you all day if you're sick. These caregivers will offer advice when needed, but would prefer just to squeeze you better instead. Caregivers such as these love and and sweet and little littles, they will protect you with their life. Okay, I really like it. So I guess that's it. That is my little quizzes, and I hope that you enjoyed it, because I did, and that was fun. Well, until next time, see you later. Bye-bye.